This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Kate is one syllable of pure ecstasy. In ancient times, uttering Kate would often cause massive public orgies.
Some may refer to Holly as slag, whore, loose, cock on the brain. This, in fact, can be rather incorrect, as it is down to a holly being nothing more than a kinky being.
Hello and welcome to Toku. I'm Holly Nielsen.
I'm Kay Gray.
And yes, this is our number six.
Sixth episode.
Yes, we missed one last week. So we could call it seven and just pretend that no one downloaded it or something.
Yeah, and just be like, so yeah, we did it. I don't know what you guys thought.
Oh my god, it was the best podcast we've ever done and ever will do.
It was so exclusively live, only we made it.
We both interviewed some ducks.
Yeah,
they were great. Oh, such good guests.
They were so funny. So many anecdotes. I was trying to think of a pun there, but I couldn't.
Quack, anecdotes.
Yeah.
Anecquacks.
But yeah, anyway, in our new tradition, we are going to start with a question.
I've got a question ready for you, Holly.
Okay.
Ben Barrett, a.k.a. Chaos Smurf, says, who would you make a tiny malleable doll of and what parts of their body would you be able to lift and squeeze? Now, this is in reference to that silly, silly Kojima thing where there was a doll.
Yeah, they're making a doll of Quiet from who's going to be in Phantom Pain.
Yeah,
and
some boobs.
And they've made it so that her, like, it's like his tweet, like, you should look up his tweets, it's ridiculous.
It's gross.
And it's literally, like, it's like, on, like, her, she has massive boobs.
Massive boobs.
And they've made the bits, like, her boobs out of, like, a soft material so you can, like, squeeze and push them together.
Like those creepy mouse mats.
Yeah, exactly. It's so creepy. And the guy, it makes it even more creepy because the guy that's doing it, like, as a demonstration, has, like, the dirtiest fingernails.
Oh, he would, though. Yeah. A guy who's like, I can model this doll. Give it to me, I'll squeeze it. And you know he's going to have gross hands because he's a gross, squeezy boob man.
Yeah, so, like, I think, okay, if we're going to objectify women to the point of making their action figures squeezable.
Yeah.
I'm going to have Chris Evans as Captain America, and I want to have his butt squeezable.
And of course, by Chris Evans, you mean Ginger Chris Evans off of the radio.
You know, that one where he was Captain America, of course.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he'd make a great Captain America.
He is very American.
Yeah. I would also have butt, but you've said butt, so now I have to come up with something else.
Okay, yeah, you have to come up with elbows.
Oh, God. You know what? I'd have their back being malleable, so you can practice tiny doll massage.
Oh, that's quite nice. Or maybe, like, their nose, so you can, like, boop their nose.
Oh, and that's
satisfying.
Cute. Or their nips. Tiny, tiny, soft little nips.
Teeny, tiny
that you can
nips.
Just flick. But did you ever have, like, you know Barbies had bendable knees? And you could sometimes feel their joints through the kind of soft rubber. And it was actually quite satisfying. You were like, whoa, it's got bones!
Yeah.
I imagine I would actually quite enjoy the feel of the softness on the doll, even though it's gross. Even though it's like, look at this sexy doll with the sexy boobs. You're never going to touch real boobs. Yeah. Touch these instead.
I think Kojima actually said lol at the end of his tweet, which is
like
just
a
spectacular.
13-year-old. Someone posted another one of his tweets where, you know, he takes pictures of his food and he's like, eggs, sausages. So he had some eggs Benedict. He had two of them, right? And he was like, oh, when you jiggle the plate, it's like their boobs, lol.
Oh, my God. This man needs to, like, just see a real pair of boobs and get it out the way and just deal with it. You know?
Yeah, I mean, not mine. I'm not going to offer.
Oh, no. No.
I'm sure someone will.
Yeah. And also because he's been staring and creating, like, those, like, unfeasibly large and perky boobs on Quiet.
Yeah.
So anything's going to be a letdown to him. He's been designing his own boobs.
Oh, God, what have we done? We've made a monster!
How did we make him?
By having boobs.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's our fault.
Yeah, that's true. We shouldn't have body parts that people might find
Or maybe they should just be rock hard, so we didn't have all of this jiggle physics nonsense.
Exactly. Maybe we should just wear, like, plates of armour all the time. Mm. So then we're just, you know, so people can't judge us. There was a really great piece on The Guardian by the writer, I can't remember. Maybe you can Google it.
I'm going to Google it really quietly.
It's about how we, as women, we feel a need to, like, hide our nipples and women wear padded bras.
Nipples. Guardian women nipples.
Yes.
Is it? Yes!
That's it.
I love you, Google. You work sometimes.
Jessica Valenti.
Jessica Valenti. Oh, is it one with, like, really cool drawings? What is that?
That's
a mannequin with no nips.
Yeah, but it's quite interesting because it's the idea that we're kind of growing up with kind of nipples are like a weird thing that we shouldn't see.
Weird.
And if they're out, then it's like people will comment on it and it's like it's not yours. It's sort of, it's a really good angle. It's a really good point. But yeah, that we're meant to be these kind of smooth things.
There's a website for Free the Nipple.
Yeah, it's...
Is it going to have nipples on it? What? No, it's no nipples! It hasn't got any nipples on it. Come on now.
Oh, wait, no.
No, they're wearing tops.
They're wearing tops.
Those are just women wearing tops running.
But they're not wearing bras.
Are they?
I don't know. Oh!
Oh, now they're taking their clothes off.
Oh.
This is live, people. There's some wrists. There's a neck.
But I kind of agree with it. Because there's no real difference between male and female nipples.
I haven't seen a single nipple in this. Now they're wearing capes.
Yeah.
Where are the nips?
Women.
Oh, now there's men with no tops on. Or women? Those are women.
Oh, nipples! There we go.
The words are across the nips.
Nipples. There.
Yay!
There we go.
Nipples. Yeah. Oh, now they're getting arrested.
But yeah, it's a good idea. I quite like it. I agree with Free the Nipple.
But they arrested the nips.
That's because you're not allowed to have your nips out as a woman.
I'm pretty sure you are in New York. I think I read that it was like legal or something.
Shit. Well, I'm going to New York in September. I will test and come back with the results.
Oh yeah. Shall we discuss the news?
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at the news.
Let's look at the news.
Pitch Perfect 2 is out. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen Pitch Perfect.
Wait, is it out?
Either.
I actually don't know if it's out. It's not coming out.
I haven't seen the first one, so not a clue.
It's about women who sing and sometimes men who sing.
So there's been no
like
films
that.
With people who sing.
I know, right.
Oh, and also there's a rumour that Del Toro's, is it Del Toro's company, are going to be doing the trailer for Fallout 4?
I have heard that.
That would be really awesome.
Fallout rumors that we can neither confirm nor deny.
It would be awesome, but also kind of like, as part of me is like, oh, it's going to be another like CGI trailer, which doesn't actually, like, it'll look cool, but won't actually give any information and they'll spend a shitload of money on it. But I think it's someone pointed out that Bethesda have their own special thing going on at E3.
I've been invited.
Oh,
I've been invited to the Bethesda conference. Da, da, da.
Oh my god, that's exciting. That's genuinely exciting.
I nearly
exciting.
Forgot to reply. I didn't think you had to reply, and then they sent me this other email like, are you coming? And I was like, oh my god, yes, sorry.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Maybe they thought you were trying to be like cool and like, oh, maybe I'll be there, maybe I won't. We'll
I don't
see.
Know, I might have time, I guess. I'll see. No, that's not what I said. I'm not cool.
This is the thing. When you're, like, freelance, I really want to go to E3 at some point because I'm a fresh young journalist who hasn't been jaded by the world. But when you're a freelancer, it's, like, difficult to, like, I'll go eventually.
I'm not jaded yet. I'm going to come back and be like, Holly, it was horrible! Everyone melted! Oh, it was so sweaty! and the boys, the sweat and the,
You know it's going to stink.
Men.
Like, it's going to stink.
It's going to smell like a used sock.
Like, EGX.
Used sock.
It was horrible. Yeah. And that was in Britain.
I can't decide. The game shop we had in my town when I grew up always smelled like sweat soaked into the carpets.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I think that kind of ruined me a little bit. Because, like, going into a game shop is an exciting experience. I must have linked sweat with excitement at some point.
What, so it kind of gets you going now?
No, sweat is still gross.
Sweat.
But, like, I'll walk into, like, a stinky gym and I'll be like, games! Wait, no, what? No, sweat!
You'll
sweat
just go
and games.
To someone and be like, oh, do you have a copy of Paper Mario? No, that's right! But, yes, what else is there? Is The Witcher 3?
Yeah, which is still pride.
No, I haven't had it yet either. Mad Max is getting really good reviews.
The film?
Yeah, Mad Max film. Is really good reviews, which is quite cool.
I'm eating mug pasta. If you hear me make weird noises, it's because I'm eating mug pasta.
I've got an open thing of popcorn, but I'm really scared to eat it because popcorn just gets everywhere.
It's fine. It'll set, like, an interesting mood.
Okay,
so they'll hear the popcorn, they'll think, oh, I'm listening to a film.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Is exciting.
It'll be fine. Do it! Get our popcorn.
So what have you been up to, Kate?
I thought you were going to ask the listeners, what have you guys been up to?
Come on. And then I'll get really angry when they don't reply. Why are you talking to me?
We could do it like a kids' TV program where we just pause for a really long time, like, oh.
That's nice.
That's lovely. They've been like, yeah, my family died. And we'll be like, that's nice.
That's good.
Oh. What have I been up to? I went to my boyfriend's house.
Ooh, yeah, boyfriend. Oh, it was your boyfriend's birthday, and we went and we got drunk, and it was really fun. And we played a really, what's the game called we played?
Snake Oil. Yeah. It was so good.
It was really good.
I was great.
Yeah, you were very good, actually.
I only won, like, two, actually.
I think I only won one or two.
You were terrible.
I was really bad. I was so bad.
We were with a load of really smart, funny guys.
Yeah.
And I think, it's okay. We should probably explain the game.
Yeah.
Basically, it's a role playing game.
Mm-hmm.
So, one person, and everyone takes turns to be this person, is the customer. And they pick a card which tells them who they are. So, we had rock star, we had cheerleader, we had babysitter, and everyone else has a hand of six cards, mm-hmm. each with a noun on. I think they are all nouns.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have to combine two of them to create a product that you then have to sell to that person.
Mm-hmm.
So can you remember any of yours?
I had Moon Glove.
What was the Moon Glove?
The Moon Glove was it was from a rock star.
Yeah.
And it was to, like, finish off your concert, and you lift up the Moon Glove, and it catches the, like, light of the moon, and it, like, makes a huge, like, disco ball thing across the whole stadium.
And mine for that round was, I was like, oh, you know, all your friends are, like, really metal, and all your rivals are really metal. They're doing things like eating live animals on stage and, like, tearing their entire skin off. But you can be even more metal with lava vomit.
But there was two guys playing.
Oh, who were those, like, guys.
They were really quiet and unassuming, but they were just really good at it.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, god damn it, it's natural salesman.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, tear the moon glove.
The moon glove.
I just sounded like a crazy old woman, like, trying to, like, sell you, like, a kind of cursed rose or something.
And the point in the game is you have to, like, build it up. You have to create this narrative, like, why would this guy need lava vomit?
Mm.
What is lava vomit? Why would he want to pick me over everyone else's, like, legitimate ideas, maybe?
Yeah.
And then at the end, you reveal your hand, and everyone laughs, and you win. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom.
Boom. So, we were okay at that.
Yeah, it was good. I got a little bit drunk, and it was fun, and we got pizza.
Oh, the pizza. The pizza was okay. It was not great.
I was drunk, so I thought it was brilliant. I was in, like, kind of like, oh, gosh, pizza is great.
I mean, we had, a doner kebab one.
Yeah.
With the teeny-weeniest pieces of doner kebab I've ever seen in my life. They're so small.
Tiny little cubes.
So small. Yeah. And then there was
a pepperoni and...
What was it? Oh, there was definitely cheese on it. I remember the cheese.
Yes, there was cheese and pepperoni. I think, was it
chicken? Do we have chicken? There was sweet corn. I think there was sweet corn.
Oh, yes, there was sweet corn.
And barbecue? Maybe. No, garlic. It was a garlic one, I remember. Yeah. There was lots of garlic in it.
That was quite nice.
And it came with free chicken wings and free garlic bread.
Yeah.
But the garlic bread was really soggy.
It always is. It was
quite disappointing. But, drunk pizza. What can you do? What have you been doing?
I played a bit more Shovel Knight.
Shovel Knight!
Which I'm really bad at. Mm-hmm. Like, I am so bad at that game.
I've been stuck terrible. On the Treasure Knight level for ages.
Yeah.
Because I keep... You know you could get a bit further. Or you could get the treasure.
Yeah.
And you're like, I can make that.
Yeah.
That looks easy. And you fall in the hole, drop everything, and you're like, okay, back like several screens to check when you go through it again. You do the same thing again.
It's a brilliant game, but I'm just terrible at it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've been doing that. I played Tower of Guns. It was on PS Plus.
What do you think of Tower of Guns?
It's kind of fun, mindless, you know, just go in and stuff. I like how you jump really slowly.
Yeah.
And the bullets come towards you really slowly. But yeah, what do you think?
It was okay.
Yeah. Like, I know some people are, like, raving about it.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's good.
It's a cool concept.
And it's a cool concept. And every time, like, it's a different story and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. But yeah, it was a nice little, I had like a podcast on the background. I was just like fiddling about. So that was quite good.
See, I played that with Benny, who is, he's very much a Call of Duty player.
This is the guy you work with.
So, you know, he's got like all the muscle memory for shooting and aiming, and he knows how to do that like spot on.
Yeah.
So he was just blazing through the game, and he got to the end and he had all these power-ups, because it kind of rewards you for being good by giving you like completely overpowered power-ups. And if you keep going, you just get more and more and more until you're like unstoppable.
Yeah.
It starts off quite difficult, and then you've got like a flamethrower, and then it's fine. But he didn't get any of, like, the randomly generated story or anything like that.
Yeah.
Like, he just missed it because he wasn't interested.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's what you play it for, really.
Yeah. I mean, bearing in mind that he's, like, a professional Call of Duty player, he got through the entire story in 28 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
So...
I was quite bad at it. But there we go.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's designed for people like us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we move on to challenges now?
Shall we?
Yeah, because you mentioned...
Are you going to segue?
You're going to do a segue? Oh, fuck. What was it that you mentioned? I thought that would be a good segue.
I don't know what your challenge is!
Snake oil. The game Snake Oil.
Snake oil!
Where did I put my challenge bag?
I don't know.
I have a little... Oh, here it is. Okay, it's behind me. Okay, so you're talking about Snake Oil, where you get two random words and put them together, and then you have to try and sell something. Okay. Here in my magical bag. It's definitely not just a super drug bag.
No, they don't know that.
Sorry, it's this velveteen... Gorgeous.
Yeah, it sparkles with the natural light of 1,000 suns.
It has a vague aura about it.
Yes, it smells great. It smells like coconut.
I have 10 coconuts. No, I don't. Okay. I have lots of random words.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to pick out like 2 or 3.
Okay.
And I want you to make a game out of those three words.
Oh, God, what? No, okay.
I'll do it with you. I got the random words through a combination of asking people on Twitter just for random words.
No, not Twitter.
And I just use like word generator on
Weird. It's weird that there's a word generator.
I know, it's just random word generator. Yeah. I came up with a couple myself and then I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna use that. Okay, so if the words are shit, blame that. Here we go. Okay, so
I have to come up with a game?
Yes.
As in a video game?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, so this is the first word. Oh, we got two.
Gloop.
Okay.
Gloop Orchestra. Now that is a Nintendo game.
That Gloop
right
Orchestra
there.
Is
that
a Nintendo
could actually
game.
Exist. Like, have you played Electroplankton? It's basically that. It's like it's a spin-off of Splatoon, you see. Where you ink a keyboard.
Okay.
That's level one.
Okay.
It's like a platformer. A musical platformer.
Mm-hmm.
And you ink a keyboard. Mm-hmm. And you have an enemy. It's a computer enemy, and they're trying to ink the keyboard too.
Uh-huh.
And you have to get them out of the way with your ink gun.
Okay.
And once you've inked the keyboard, not all of it, just enough to get the other person out of the way, it then plays the notes you've inked on.
Ah.
And you have to do that. Each level's a different instrument.
That's nice.
And then at the end, it plays them all together, and it sounds horrible because obviously it would.
A sketch, which when I was younger, I used to watch all the old Eddie Izzard.
Yeah.
Like, stand-up things on DVD. And, like, I used to watch them all the time. And there was one which used to always get me. It was about a school orchestra.
Yeah.
And it was just always terrible. it just brought back memories.
That's what Gloop Orchestra is.
Cool.
It's amazing. Like,
Okay.
Some people are really good at it. Okay. Okay.
Go on.
Okay.
I've actually printed off little words.
Yeah.
I'm pretty impressed by this.
This is quite cute. What is that?
In Venom.
In Venom? That's not a word.
I don't know. Someone on Twitter said it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. In Venom Stump.
In Venom Stump.
Now that sounds like...
I quite like the juxtaposition of a word in Venom and then Stump.
That's actually... It's a steampunk game.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's about this guy called Envenom Stump.
Oh,
and he's basically like the guy from Catcher in the Rye.
Okay.
He's a little bit grumpy.
Okay.
A bit angsty. Yeah. But in a steampunk world, that's the twist.
Okay.
It's basically Catcher in the Rye set in a steampunk world.
What's the game element of it, though?
Like Dishonored.
Okay.
But instead of assassinating people, you just have to say snarky things to them without them hearing. So it's still got the stealth element.
And then, like, hire a prostitute but not go through it.
Yeah. That's from Dishonored. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I was trying to remember Catcher in the Rye, but...
I've not played Dishonored. I don't think it's in Dishonored.
No, I think it's in Catch of the Bat. I read that book a long time ago, so I might just be making shit up.
So in Venom Stump, he has to kind of imagine Dishonored, but yeah, instead of stabbing people, you're going, oh my god, have you heard about her knees? They're really gross knees.
Oh no, not my knees.
Yeah, no, I'm take that, about them. Steampunk woman.
Okay.
Friday Octopus.
That's amazing.
See, that is what it is. Is a really cute rip-off of Octodad.
Yeah.
It's so sad. It's about this little boy called Friday Octopus.
You can't just make it their name every time.
That's someone's name, Friday Octopus.
See, I was thinking of an octopus that loves to party.
No, this like he's a Friday, very he's a very sick little boy. He's got tentacle cancer.
Oh god.
And what you do is you go through his entire life, so like, what he has of it, which is not much.
So, like, what's it called? To the moon? Cancer.
Yeah.
Okay.
And each of his tentacles get chopped off. Mm-hmm. So you have to readjust to life as a septopus, and then as a hexapus,
uh-huh.
And then a pentapus.
Well, this is incredibly depressing.
And then, four. What would four be?
Quadrupus.
And then a triopus. And then a duopus. And then an unipus.
Oh, unipus and then is quite a nice unipus.
They're all quite... I like pentapus.
Yeah.
And then you die.
No.
And you oh have God. To you have to collect all the bubbles before you die.
All the bubbles. You do. There has to be some element of collecting.
Okay. Right. Trip.
Okay. Oh,
good
okay.
start.
Trip.
Trip. Trip Rocket.
Trip Rocket does sound like an indie game.
Yeah.
Trip Rocket.
So what Trip Rocket is it's a video game about a rocket going to take on a trip.
Okay, I didn't see that.
It's set 200 years in the future when everyone has rockets. Think okay. like a Jetson-style future okay. where it's quite camp.
I'm always up for the Jetsons.
And you and your family, because mm-hmm. you play the mum of the family.
Okay, that's good.
You have like to that. Organise a summer holiday trip
oh.
on a rocket.
Oh, that's so, really cute. I'm actually up
yeah,
for that.
Yeah, you have to make sure your kids have good grades before yeah. you can go. You have to book the rocket flights.
Yeah.
You have to service the rocket.
Yeah.
You have to make sure your luggage all fits.
To plan your itinerary.
Yeah, you have to make sure you've got, like, sickness tablets. And whilst you have a rocket, space food. And then you've got extra space and you can put in, like, ant colonies.
Oh.
Or, like, stasis chambers. It's all up to you.
All the classic
in Trip Rocket.
Family holiday.
Yeah.
Things. Okay, I'll pick two now. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Sorry. Oh, there's two in here. Okay. So. Revigorate. Wish.
Yeah. What's that?
I'm gonna add another one. Revigorate wish. Revigorate wish. Cabin.
The Revigorate Wish Cabin.
That sounds magical. Okay. The Revigorate.
I think my mum's been to one of those.
Yeah. I imagine a bit like Love Shack, like a B-52 song, like the Revigorate Wish Cabin.
But like a badly translated Japanese version of
yes!
that.
Yes, oh my god, that's it. It's a really badly translated JRPG of the Love Shack.
Oh dear.
And it's
oh
kind dear. Of, and it's a really, it's like, oh god, the Revigorate Wish. I imagine a bit like, what's that room in Harry Potter where the girl
The Room of Requirement?
Oh, I remembered.
Yeah.
I'm imagining like the Room of Requirement, but a horror because it's a cabin. Like,
cabins
things.
Are always bad.
Exactly.
Except
bad
for
things.
Log cabins. They're okay.
Yeah, but bad things always happen.
Yeah.
So I think they kind of go and they think, oh, we're going to get all our wishes granted. But then one of the, like, it's always a group of teenagers. So one of the teenagers' wishes is actually, like, for them all to die. And then something horrible happens.
You never get in these things the teenager being the murderer.
Yeah,
they're
see?
Always the ones who kill. I like that twist
yeah,
on the horror genre.
Oh, actually, speaking of horror, I mm-hmm. went to go see Unfriended. It's
that
like,
sounds terrible.
It sounds terrible. Like I was, it's,
yeah.
It was originally called, I don't know, something else. But
Unfollowed, unsubscribed.
Unfriended. It's a terrible name.
Yeah.
And actually, when I was expecting it to be not great, but it's actually a really cool premise. Like it's all done. Like, the whole thing is done on, like, a Mac screen. So, like, you're looking at a Mac screen, And it's
the
kind of...
The whole time?
The whole time.
2 hours?
Yeah, about... No, it's actually, like... I really enjoyed it. Like, okay. I'm not much of a horror person, but my boyfriend is, and he's trying to get me into horror, so we went to go see this. And we weren't really expecting much, but we were both like... It's fucking tense. Like, the entire time was just like, oh my god! And also, it's a 15. I have no idea how it's a 15. Like, we both came out of that, like... Okay, we're both pretty desensitized, but some of that was fucking rough.
Like nudity or gore? Or swearing? Or drugs?
A bit of gore. I don't want to give too much away.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
A bit of gore. But then also just the general, like, the actual, like, tension and, like, psychology of it. I was like, if I saw this at the age of 15, I would be, like, fucked up.
Mm.
Like... But anyway, it's a lot better than it sounds, and it's an interesting premise, so... And also, it's nice because it's not just all, like, it takes place on, like, Skype, and there's, like, Facebook and stuff like that.
This is making me not want to watch
it! I know, it sounds like, literally, like, kind of thing where it's like, okay, guys, there's a ghost on, you know, it sounds really shit, but it's...
Hashtag actually, woo! Yes, and you're like, oh, spooky. God! Imagine if that happened!
But it's really cool. I'd say go see it because it's very interesting. And also it's nice because it's like the actual, like, it's actually Skype and it's actually Facebook. It's not like Space Friends.
Oh, like they always do in films.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's the real things. It's not like my friends chats and stuff. It's like, okay.
One of the things that bothered me most about Dexter, and many things bothered me in Dexter.
Never watched Dexter.
When they get a text, it comes up with this, like, someone's written it on, like, a PowerPoint slide. That's what it looks like. Like, this huge text, like, hello, Dexter, here is a text I'm sending
you. Yes, they always have a massive text that you can read it, but it's also like...
No one's text interface looks like that. No. Okay, Dexter, you stupid serial killer man.
Okay.
This, I've got like 5.
Oh god.
Okay. Wait, that's too many as well. Okay. Porcupine.
Good one.
Insert.
No, I think that should be swapped around.
Insert porcupine. So, what Insert Porcupine is it's a parody of old arcade games.
Okay.
So, you know, like, Insert Coin, the clothing company, is a reference to the bit where it says, insert coin to continue.
Mm-hmm.
Insert Porcupine isn't like that. Mm-hmm. It's about porcupines.
Mm-hmm.
And so one day, this little boy, it's all done in, like,
8-bit style. Why is it always
I have an obsession with little boys!
What's wrong with you?
He goes, it's all 8-bit, like, 2D, like, boop, boop, beep, boop style. So he's like, beep, boop, beep, down to the arcade. Uh-huh. Local arcade where he likes to play games. He has no friends because he's lonely. Aww. But what he does have is a porcupine.
Okay.
And he goes to put a coin into the machine, but, oh no, it's a porcupine instead. And he puts the porcupine in the hole, and then it goes all like Aha's music video, you know, where it turns into sketches. But instead of being sketches, it's like a sort of gloopy animation style, and it's like, whoa, the porcupine's
in the game.
Yeah, I'm kind of imagining it like, have you seen the Beatles film where it's all brightly coloured
and weird.
Like that, but with a porcupine.
Okay. I imagine like Wreck-It Ralph right now.
No, it's nicer than that. It's about porcupines. Okay. And it's about the porcupine's journey back to his little boy friend. and he's trying to exert himself. What's the opposite of insert?
Unsert.
Well, that's not as exciting.
Sorry.
and so he has to make his way through all these old arcade games, like, you know, Outrun, and that one with the guns, and one where you shoot deer. And he has to make his way through all of those without getting run over or killed or anything horrible, because he's just a little porcupine.
Okay. I like the sound of that.
Okay.
So far, I think that's my favourite.
Insert porcupine.
Yeah, insert porcupine.
Let's not get into how he accidentally thinks a porcupine's a coin.
No, that would be ridiculous.
He's on so many drugs. Okay, Bry's Psyche.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. So this kind of makes me think of a game I used to really, really like at school. It's a Flash game, and it's German. So I don't actually know if it's like...
Okay.
I think it's advertising something. Or something. Right. So why it's essentially...
Wait, at school? So it was a game you had at the computers in school?
Yeah, Channel 4 used to have this mini site that used to be like, here's all the best Flash games on the internet, and it was so good.
Oh.
So many of my favourite games came from that weird Channel 4 mini site.
Okay.
So it linked you to this. It was like, wow, try this. It's in German, but just press OK until you get to the game, because it's not got any words in it.
Okay.
And well, it's got like a couple, but it translates those okay.
Okay.
Like you don't really know what they mean sometimes, but it's fine. So there's all these cuddly toys in the psychiatric hospital.
Okay. Are you sure this isn't like Five Nights at Freddy's?
Oh no, it's really cute. Okay. It's fucked up in places, and like, it still exists on the internet. And I'm gonna make you play it now. Because it's so good.
What's it called?
So, it's in German, I don't know.
Okay, we'll find it.
It's called Paraplüsch. Paraplüsch? It's in German. So you start off, like, normally you do this crocodile's the first one you get. Because, he's I think he's the easiest or something. So you have this clipboard in front of you. And it's got lots of options. So, like, you've got electroshock therapy. You've got talking about it. You've got sock puppets. You've got giving, like, a hallucinogenic injection.
This sounds really fucked up.
In places it is. Okay. You have to find out. Like
ECT is, yeah, like, that's quite intense.
Yeah, like, the point of it is you have to heal these guys. So okay. You have to, they
when
all...
you're healing the teddy bears.
Yes.
Okay.
They all have something wrong with them. Okay. Like, the sheep has, it's a zip-up sheep, so it's like a pajama bag.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a wolf inside it. And the wolf keeps coming out and being like, rrr, and it's actually quite scary. And you have to find out that the sheep's, like, thinks he's the other personality of the wolf. And it's all told through animation. Like, nothing... Okay. It never says anything.
So that's quite a complicated thing to tell for animation.
And you have to do the sequence in, like, the right order. You have to... Because if you mess them up, they'll go back to, like, to feeling worse. Prize Psyche. It's not like that.
Okay. I forgot what Prize Psyche. I was so, like...
I'm going to make you play that game. I'm going to link everyone to this game because it's amazing and I love it. I've never completed it because it's quite difficult.
Okay.
Prize Psyche is about this girl at school, right?
Uh-huh.
And she is so good at everything,
mm-hmm.
but she's a little bit carry, you know?
Okay.
She's a little bit like, no one really likes her. And she's like, why does no one like me? I'm the smartest girl. She's like, she doesn't have social smarts, right?
Okay, okay.
But she always wins all the prizes because she's so smart.
Okay.
But then it turns out, like, she's really angry because she thinks everyone should like her.
Okay.
So she gets sent to a psychiatrist by her loving but confused parents, and he starts to delve into her mind. But it turns out she's also manipulative and crazy, and you play the psychiatrist as he navigates his way through her mind, and it's all messed up, like Alice in Wonderland messed up.
Ooh.
And he has to kind of find out what's real and what isn't, and break through and make her okay again.
Okay.
Through the power of games.
So kind of like insert Porcupine, but into a girl's head.
Yes. And more messed up than that.
Okay.
Because insert Porcupine's quite cute.
Okay, so it's like the fucked up version of insert Porcupine.
Are you going to do one or do you want me to do one?
Let's do one together.
Okay. Oh, let's do one together.
Let's be nice. Okay.
Under. That's already a game, probably.
That's shit. No, don't have that one. You people come up with shit words. Not that I probably should. I was lazy and I thought
people
do it for me.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay. Under.
Catapult.
Under catapult. See, catapult says war game.
Yeah.
Under says you're not one of the ones doing the war.
Yeah.
Like, maybe you're the field mice.
I was just thinking that. I was literally just thinking you could be an animal living underneath the catapult.
And you're like, oh, what's all this noise?
It could be like Watership Down, where you all have to, like, you have to save your little family and get them away from the
war. Is it like a tower defense against the tower defense?
It could be. You think it's a tower defense game, but then you actually realize you're not controlling the tower defense, but you're controlling these little tiny bunnies trying to make it through what looks like a tower defense game.
Okay. How would that work?
I don't know.
Like, you're like, fire the catapult, and you see this tiny bunny, and you're like, that's not a catapult.
Yeah, you'd be like, fire the catapult, but it doesn't do anything. You're like, what? They're doing stuff that I'm doing. And then you realise that you're actually, like, there's this tiny little rabbit, and you've got it, and you're actually controlling that, and you've got to get it to safety, and its family to safety.
Everyone should buy Under Catapult, coming to all the good consoles this September.
Oh, God, we don't have long. We have to learn to crowd.
Yeah, okay. That might take a while.
Soaked. Oh, that sounds horrible!
Oh, no.
Soaked pulsation.
Now, that sounds filthy.
That sounds so disgusting.
But I think what it's going to end up being is a parody of those kind of really gross, like, JRPGs with the boobs. Where everything looks like a penis, but nothing is.
Yeah.
So we're going, you guys are gross.
Stuff. Yeah.
Like, palm trees, the, like, very
phallic,
round at the top, And everyone's going through the game like, is this all penises? And we're like, no. What's, that's your problem, so dude.
I remember ages ago, I reviewed, I had to review for Holcomb. And it's currently on PS Plus, and you should get it if you have the chance, because it's really cool and it's really different. But I remember looking at it, and all I could see was sperm.
Yeah, no, yeah, I get that.
You play a little sperm, yeah. And you go into, like, big round things. Yeah. Which is like eggs. And I was like, okay, this has to be about sperm.
It's a game about creating new life and new opportunities.
Yeah, and stuff. I was sat there for ages, like, okay, I can't say, and it was for Sky. And I was like, I can't go Sky and go, it looks like sperm.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they'll be like
do we have a blacklist? Can we put Holly on the blacklist? Can we make a blacklist just for Holly?
Yeah, can because we just get a blacklist gross. Paper and just like Holly Nielsen?
She has problems.
But yeah, so I was like, what can I say that isn't like sperm-like? And I can't even remember what I went for now. But
snakes. Like, yeah. Really thin jizz snakes.
Like little thin snakes, but with big heads.
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
They'll never guess. Except if they listen now, they will.
And they'll know that I really just wanted to say that it looked like sperm.
You've embarrassed yourself horribly.
I'm so sorry.
Are there any game words left?
I got quite a few. I'm going to pick out some that I like and give them to you because I want to see.
Okay. Oh my God, so many.
I know, right?
So many.
I can't even remember what these things, most of these things
you're just throwing
are.
Them everywhere.
That was good.
Vomit. Thanks.
Okay, now you pick a random one.
Okay, this one. No, this one. This one.
Okay.
Vomit rhyme. Okay, well, obviously that's a game about spitting sick lyrics, but...
Mm-hmm.
What it actually is it's a game it's a tie-in to 8 Mile, right?
Okay, I was thinking about the vomit.
So the bit where he's like, Mum's spaghetti.
Yes.
It's literally frozen in that moment. Uh-huh. He goes, Mum's spaghetti, on stage, and then he goes, oh, my tummy doesn't feel too good.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, it doesn't feel too good. Oh, no. So what it is, it's a typing game.
Okay.
You know those games where the word appears at the top of the screen, you have to spell it right?
Yeah.
And if you don't spell it right, he does a little sick in his mouth.
Oh, no.
And if you spell too many wrong, the sick comes out.
Oh, God.
If you spell some right, he swallows it down again.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So he's standing in front of this crowd, and he's like, blah, 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 and you're like, no, I've got to spell anti-disestablishmentarianism right, and then he'll swallow his little sick, and it'll be okay again.
He'll swallow his little sick.
He'll just be like,
He'll be like, next word.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, why
Mum's
is this...
spaghetti.
Why is this rapper just like... vomiting over and over again. Why are we letting him continue? This isn't good.
Because moving on, next game.
Okay, right, should we do your challenge now?
Okay.
Because we could go on for a while, because there's
I'm
a shit to
nervous about it.
But we got to use porcupine, which was my favourite one, so...
Really?
Yeah,
that's your favourite word.
I picked up porcupine, and I was like, that's good.
Okay.
Although someone suggested, what's it called? Fjord. That's a good
fjord. Fjord?
Yeah.
Porcupine fjord.
Porcupine fjord sounds dumb.
That sounds adorable.
That sounds
like Sylvanian families.
I love Sylvanian
Welcome
families.
Welcome to Porcupine
kids.
Fjord.
Porcupine fjord.
Nothing bad ever happens in Porcupine fjord. That's what it's like.
Like Rosie and Jim.
Yes, but those guys are creepy,
oh,
so
God,
no.
Terrifying.
Why was there a thing in the 90s?
With terrifying.
Puppets.
Yeah.
Bloody puppets.
I was terrified. They were early in the 90s, but the Clammers.
Mm.
The Clammers properly, like, freaked me out. It still freaked me out. I don't like the Clammers whatsoever.
No, they're so like... They're
so scary, and the Super Dragon just vomits. Just vomits.
Yes, that is... Like, I don't...
Bagpuss scares me as well.
Bagpuss is creepy.
With a fucking little beady blank...
Yeah, I bought
eyes.
My mum, you know those, like, stuffed toys you put in the microwave?
Oh, yeah,
and they're filled
yeah.
with rice. I bought her a Bagpuss, one of those, and she sent me a picture of him in the microwave, and she's like, I can't do it. I can't microwave him. This is horrible. So, do you want to know what my challenge is?
Okay,
so basically, people seem to really like it when we talk about them. Our followers seem to love it.
When we mention them, okay.
And this was a challenge I originally envisioned doing last week. So the royal baby was born.
Oh,
baby, the royal baby,
baby,
the little tiny small thing, all wrapped in the blanket.
Mini human.
I really like the royal baby. I get really excited about that kind of stuff.
So people always get really cynical, like, oh,
it's going to be another scrounger stealing all our taxes.
But it's like, that baby can't help where it was born.
No, he's a cute little baby.
And it's nice to celebrate something good for once.
I don't care about babies at all.
Yeah.
But I kind of like the royal family. I like living vicariously through all their exciting events. I would hate to be one of them because it would suck.
Yeah, it's your whole life. Like, you don't get any freedom.
So much. Like, every time your hair looks a bit messy,
yeah,
or your coat's really gross and you're like, oh, but I've got to wear it. I don't like this coat, but
yeah.
And then people take pictures of you and go, ugh.
You really just
want to
wear, like, stilettos and leather miniskirts.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes she's worn really nice dresses, and I've been like, holy crap, I'm jelly.
And her hair is always, Kate Middleton's hair is always ridiculously glossy.
And it would be super cool to be a duchess.
Yeah, just the title.
Imagine pubs being named after you, and you being like, that's really weird.
I'd be like, that's me.
What do you think's the most weird thing about being, like, marrying into royalty? And, like, because I think, A, having, like, your grandmother-in-law on money would be weird, because you haven't been used to that your whole life, but you've been touching it your whole life.
I looked at, I noticed when you said pub, you know, it's always the and then something something.
Yeah,
I picked two random words out of my magical bag, and I got the variation but.
Welcome to the variation but, where we have all the fancy ales,
all our finest ales and great pork scratchings,
lovely chips at the variation but. I want more pubs now. Come up with more pubs, and
more
then we'll
pubs?
Move on to my challenge. I want to use all your words.
Two of the second 30 yards.
Oh, Holly, should we nip down the road to the banana yearly? The yearly banana. The yearly banana.
How about?
Yes. The seventh fjord.
That actually does sound like something.
Yeah, it that sounds like a horrible, really old RPG.
Yeah. Oh my god, it does.
Seventh fjord.
It's all brown and janky.
Yeah. In fact, actually, after we've gone to the seventh fjord, we should pop down the road to the time jump.
Oh yes.
That's quite a cool pub name.
I know, the time jump is
full of hipsters. The time jump.
Yeah. But so is
seventh fjord. Oh
yeah,
seventh fjord. All
but
its
then,
old name.
You know, the seventh fjord and the time jump are really good pubs. But I am a real fan of the potato lollipop.
Yeah, that one's a bit weird, isn't it?
Potato,
it's quite experimental in its food.
Like shots, everything's like potatoes or lollipops.
Yeah.
Or both.
Yeah, I mean, they've got loads of vodka on account of potatoes.
Yeah.
Lollipops don't make good alcohol, though, as it turns out.
No. Yes, before we got distracted.
By pubs and being royal.
Yeah.
And not being royal, maybe. So what we're going to do is I thought we'd come up with some lovely names, some lovely baby names.
Okay.
So we should research these baby names, right? And I think we should name our baby, our royal baby that we're having together, after one of our lovely followers. But you should always look up the meanings of baby names.
Definitely.
Before you call your baby that.
We're using reputable baby naming site of Urban Dictionary.
Now, I'm a bit worried, because a lot of the time when you search names on this, they come up with people going, oh my god, you know who's great?
Yeah.
Emily, she's so beautiful.
She's that really clever and brilliant. We want the ones where it's horrible stuff.
So, basically, Charlotte is the name of the royal baby. And the meaning of Charlotte, according to this beautiful baby name website.
This is obviously, like, you know, you can imagine Kate and William sat, I could really think his name there, sat down and...
looking it up
on Urban Dictionary and they go, look. Kate Middleton. Charlotte means, that's my posh voice.
Oh, it means the most beautiful girl I have ever seen. And no way a slag, a smoker, or a bitch. I mean, like, I really want our child not to be a slag, a smoker, or a bitch.
Yeah.
So I think we should call it that.
That's a really good idea,
yeah,
Kate.
I mean, oh, these are all really stupid.
Yeah, these are like...
She's neither short nor tall. Oh, great.
What happens if she is short? I'm short.
She's also a rapidly growing city in the southern Piedmont of North Carolina.
Ah.
Yeah, that's what I thought when I saw her.
Can we Google our names?
Why do people keep saying they're not a slag?
She's
not a slag, despite what everyone's apparently saying.
Not a slag, despite what that forum said.
It actually says, she does love a good party, she's not a slag, she does enjoy a good bitch from time to time.
Wait, what?
She's who all the guys want to date and secretly in love with. She's very popular with boys, loves her family and friends, and anyone is lucky to have met her. This is quite sad.
Yeah, this is really sad. I feel like Charlotte's having a bad time when she wrote that.
You know what I think when I see the royal princess baby Charlotte?
Yeah.
I feel like she has a spectacular booty.
Yeah. Oh, right. I didn't realise you were reading that.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
I was
yeah.
like, what?
What? And, like, I know she's probably Williams, but if not, she might be the secret love child of Jesus, Einstein, Idina Menzel, and a variety of Victoria's Secret models. Like, I don't know how that works, but, like, just looking at her tiny baby face.
They just all got their DNA and just mixed up in a big pot.
Yeah.
And because Einstein's brain is still floating out there in bits and bobs.
And, I mean, she has a lovely body, although she won't admit it. Oh, dear.
She will ruin anyone's day, no matter how sad you are feeling.
Even though she's a baby. I don't know how she does. I mean, she... I can't read that stuff out in relation to a baby.
No, okay, we have to move on to someone who's not a baby.
So not a baby. She does love ducks, though.
Shall we...
She is a girl who loves ducks.
Did you say a girl who loves ducks?
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing.
The example is, look at that girl obsessed with ducks.
That's like us.
What a Charlotte.
Us.
You are such a Charlotte.
We are the most Charlotte.
So I was thinking about maybe naming our baby Lydia.
Oh,
Lydia. After Lydia.
After Lydia, okay.
Yeah, I mean, she's an attractive girl who is funny.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish my Gil friend could be more like a Lydia.
God, what's with all these terrible spelling mistakes?
By Lydia.
oh, God, okay. She's the coolest chick to ever exist.
She's a hottie. Mm-hmm. She is... A hottie. Like,
That's pretty much what there is to it. Lydia rocks my fucking world.
She does. She does.
Whenever I see her, she literally causes earthquakes. Yeah.
I mean, she is hot and you know it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Whoa, look at Lydia. That bitch is fine.
That does sound like something you'd say about someone.
That is, I'm always saying that.
I mean, the thing is, all the Charlottes were written by Charlotte.
Yeah.
All the Lydias are... blatantly written by men who fancy Lydias.
Yeah, this is really strange.
Yeah,
what's that? Greek. Oh, that's, is that a real one or is that?
Yeah, that's a real one.
Oh, that's boring.
Move on. Wait, that one. Go up. I mean, whoa, man! Did you see that, Lydia?
Heck yeah, bro! I can't move my legs.
Me neither.
We should probably get that checked out.
Nah, I'm sure it is completely normal to lose feeling in both of your legs and collapse to the ground.
What?
Have you ever met Lydia? Because she does that all the time.
Yeah, that's
you know
true.
When she just paralyzes you?
Yeah.
A bitch.
It's really annoying. It's like, I do need my legs to walk, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, should we get another name?
Yes.
Okay. Who's another follower? We have...
These are all not people's names. Lucy.
We have Lucy.
Lucy. That's a nice name.
That is...
It's quite similar to Lydia.
Let's have a look.
I hope it's different. It's also suggesting rim job and donkey punch.
I don't know what... Oh, no, 10 words trending right now.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What that is.
Okay.
I don't know what any of these things are.
See, this is 20 words related to Lucy. LSD. Acid. Lucy. Beautiful. Sex. Sexy. Amazing. Awesome. Funny. Bitch. Cigarette. Vagina.
Whore.
Drugs girl love pussy hot slut.
Wow. Amazing.
So people either love or hate Lucy's. I mean, it's weird because, like, she is a small, cute girl. She's a small, cute girl, you know?
And then she is also another name for acid or LSD, as in, oi, let me get a few hits of Lucy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what I think when I think of Lucy.
Yeah, I'm just constantly just, like, jabbing her hand at my arm to try and get some of that sweet
action. I do worry sometimes that she's a hot chick that my friends like better than me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, yeah, totally.
Apparently, someone who obviously does not like her, Lucy, wrote... Biggest bum lick ever. Annoys everyone, even though they don't admit it. They don't admit it, sorry. Thinks she's all that. Thinks it's cool to be a dickwad. Always gets in the way. Always has to be centre of attention. Do something after her, and she'll do it back, but 10 times worse.
Okay, let's not call our child Lucy. That's a terrible name. She's such a bum lick.
The most bum lick ever.
Licking all those bums.
She's constantly doing it. here.
God, like, it's so gross.
It's very unhygienic.
It's so gross. I don't want my child to be a bum licker.
No,
but what if it's a boy? What if it's a boy?
What if
it's a boy? We should call it Ben.
Ben, okay.
That's
a nice classic name.
I mean, he's a guy. Apparently, he's amazing at giving women head.
Oh, God.
So, I mean, he's not afraid to get wet behind the ears.
That's pretty good. A true cunnilinguist.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. A true
I mean, it's not what I would go for in a baby.
No, it's not what I'd go for. I know what I want.
No.
Oh, my. Son, Ben. I know what I
want
to be.
One who has an insanely large cock.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, this guy's quite sweet. See, all of the guys are like, man who has massive penis. And this person's saying, a strong, silent type. He's full of grace. He's very handsome and he gives the best hugs.
He is tender, gentle, and incredible lovemaker.
And his eyes are like the ocean.
Lovemaker just makes me think, like, he's making, like, a pottery maker. Like, he's
crafting
love.
Yeah, I mean, all the guys want to be him. Well, and, sometimes I substitute the word beast for Ben.
Yeah.
Like when I want to say something is a beast, I just say it's a Ben instead.
Oh, such
and everyone,
a Ben.
They just know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know, beauty in the Ben.
Beauty in the
Ben. Oh, yeah.
But then I've realized that Ben is not a beauty.
No. I'm not really sure why you'd replace the word beast.
Well, yeah. Why don't we think, okay, my Ben. I don't know. I'm not sure if I want Ben, my little baby Ben, to be the greatest cunnilinguist.
No.
Of all time. I think you should find another name. That's
but he will grow up one day, and you know the women will love him. What about Will?
Will. Okay. That's a classic name.
That's a nice name, Will. But only one L.
Only one L. Will.
Let's see if that. Oh goodness me. Oh. Well.
That's amazing.
I mean, I've just looked this name up in my baby book, and what it's suggesting is that Will is a Latin word that means a hot, sexy guy who is a total horn dog, which is good for me, because so am I. Now, I don't know who wrote this baby book, but that's kind of creepy.
Yeah, and it does come with a little example. It goes, Will, what's that in your pocket? Ooh, that's for me, thanks.
I mean, I'm kind of hoping maybe it's like a letter.
Yeah, or maybe something. Like some gum. Yeah.
Cheers, Will.
Yeah, is that thanks? That's really
cheers,
good.
Will. I mean, it also says it comes from the ancient Dutch, meaning an odd, deranged or insane person attempting to masquerade as normal.
Okay.
Also pretending to be a person named Will with two L's while not reaching the same level the true Will is at.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah,
that's
I mean, it's very specific.
That is very specific.
This one's even more specific.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
An incredibly good-looking half-Filipino man who wears diamonds in his ears. Wow.
I mean, our baby is not a half-Filipino man who wears diamonds in his ears.
No,
but
I mean, I have a Filipino auntie, but that's about as close as I can get to it, I'm afraid.
I don't want to stop our baby from growing up to be whatever he wants to be.
And he could wear diamonds in his ears if he wants.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. He's a lonely little fellow.
Oh, that's adorable.
A lonely little fellow.
Oh. Will, what's the thing? Will walked down the street and saw two people holding hands, and he looks down at his hands and cries.
Okay, well, he is a baby, so he's going to cry quite a lot.
Yeah, that's true. I hope it's not because he's lonely, though. That's pretty sad. I don't want my baby to be lonely. Okay, let's look at another name.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
It's getting a bit sad.
Dan.
Dan?
Dan.
Oh, my God, Conan.
Conan?
Conan.
Conan. Right.
Conan.
As if our baby's not going to be called Conan.
It's a good name.
Okay. Oh, no. Oh, it's just talking about Conan. The Conan, the ginger one.
Yeah. Slash barbarian.
Oh, that's boring.
Yeah.
Ah, so boring.
Oh, that's all just about
boo.
The ultimate warrior. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want Conan anymore.
No, I think we should look at more girls' names.
Yes.
Like Rhea. How about Rhea?
That's a nice name.
That's a nice name. How could that go wrong?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's going to be have lovely meaning.
Yes,
right,
I'm sure it's going to be like as pretty
Rhea
as a flower. And
in our baby book. Here we go.
Rhea. Rhea, here it is. Here is the name Rhea. it says that it's the bomb, the coolest person around.
Well, I can't believe they had a word for that in ancient Greece.
I know, that's really cool,
that's
actually.
Really cool. Rhea's are often people of colour. What? What?
Wow, well, that's racist.
Why would you write that?
Wow.
You were
no, What's wrong with this baby book?
Oh god, this one's horrible.
Oh no, I forgot. This is a baby book from 1947.
Yeah.
That's my mistake.
I mean, here it says, she's the sexiest woman on planet Earth. Okay. Please, please, whoever has her, treat her right. She's a special one. It doesn't and will never get better than her. She has an incredible and edible body.
Oh, edible?
Yeah.
Technically, not all edible, though.
I'm not sure he means in that way, though.
What way could he mean?
I want to, like, literally devour her flesh. Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah. She's great. I mean, this guy's blatantly going out with a girl called Rhea, yeah. And it's a bit of a creep.
Oh, I would say, yeah.
Yeah.
Akil is the only guy who deserves Rhea. They are perfect for each other, the greatest couple ever. Yeah, and his tag is Funny Kid Akil. I do feel
oh,
like
he's Akil.
Is maybe bit of a creeper, maybe.
Yeah. I mean,
it's short for pizzeria.
Duh.
What? That's awesome.
Duh. Oh goodness, no.
Oh my, we can't
not
say that.
That one. Oh no. Oh.
This baby book is filthy.
That's so horrible. Why do these people hate everyone?
No.
She's constantly surfing the net for her next male victim to squash.
Oh.
I don't like you, Mackerel Man, the writer of this baby book. Or this specific page of this baby book.
Why can't people be nice to each other? Whatever happened
to
that?
I know, right? We should look up Joe.
Yes, let's look up Joe.
Joe or Joseph?
Joseph. Let's be official about this.
Joseph. What are we going to... A little baby
not
Joseph.
Not Joseph Stalin, just normal.
No, just regular.
Yeah, normal Joseph.
Wow, that guy just ate 58 buffalo wings. What a Joseph.
That does sound quite accurate.
Yeah, maybe.
An unstoppable man who kills anyone in his way. He is awesome. Okay, great.
Sure.
That doesn't sound too awesome to me if he kills everyone in his way.
I quite like this baby name. Okay. So it's Russian, and it means a beautiful, terrible being, a destroyer of worlds, the conqueror of Earth. He is all that is man. Beautiful women flock to him. He will rule the world with his iron fist and see that only the strong prosper. I mean, I really like how Russian can fit all of that into one word.
Into one word.
That's so cool.
And you've got, he's a destroyer of worlds, which is really awesome. Who wouldn't want a child to be a destroyer of worlds?
Oh, yeah. I mean, why not? I mean...
What happens if you click the
I think like... Does it make a noise? Let's turn the volume on.
Okay. Oh.
Joseph. People need to stop writing really creepy paragraphs about their boyfriends and girlfriends.
Or someone that they fancy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really strange.
He makes an exceptional best friend and will be an amazing husband/father. That's weird.
That is really
weird. Don't say that about your friends.
Yeah.
Oh, should we do questions?
Yeah, let's move on to questions. Okay, so we've decided that all those names are horrific and we're not going to call her baby.
I'm never going to call my child anything. I'll just call it baby.
Yeah, and if it's a girl, I'll call it baby G. And if it's a boy, I'll call it baby B.
Baby B.
Baby.
He's destined to become a rapper.
Yeah, exactly. Baby G. I can get them just baby G watches.
Aww.
Every year.
Are they still around?
I remember them being the shit back in secondary school.
Yeah, I think I had one.
Oh, I never got one. Apparently, I'm too expensive.
I chewed mine. A lot.
You chewed it?
It was really satisfying to chew.
What's
they're like
with
this
you?
Kind of tough, kind of plasticky rubber. Oh, so good.
What?
So good. Oh, I'm now remembering chewing it. Oh,
God. Kate's kind of
fetch me something to chew! Where's my teething ring?
No, I'm sorry.
Get it for me.
Okay.
Okay, question number one. Andrew Buis says, what do you think the next 5 years will look like with Britain's current government? Whoa!
What do I think it will look like? I think it will look like how it does now, but the weather will change every day.
More death and destruction.
Yeah, I'd say, I imagine it like a kind of like fallout... And except with fewer rad scorpions and more like rad, but with more rad like badgers because we're
rad
Britain.
Badgers.
Yeah, we're in Britain. Yeah. We don't have scorpions. But
rad
we do
foxes.
Have... Yeah, exactly. Rad foxes.
Rad squirrels.
Yeah. Rad field mice.
Rad wasps. Okay, well, I can deal with that kind of future. I bet they taste delicious.
Yeah.
Ben Ted says, two biscuits go to Madame Caramel's. What toys do they play with?
I think a party ring and someone that goes in a hole, which is quite a few of them. So it has the pick of the bunch, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go for a Twix, mm-hmm. and a cock ring.
Nice.
Really small one.
Tiny little Twixie
cock ring. Tiny little Twixie cock ring.
Nice.
Just Another Gaming Blog says, which game character deserves a sitcom and what would it be about?
I think that Tingle should have a sitcom. Because I feel it would be kind of just, I don't know, slightly tragic, yet yeah. funny at the same time, a bit like Tingle himself.
Mm.
So yeah, I'm going to say Tingle.
I think Lead Scout Harding.
Yes, that's a good shout.
It would be her going through life, having literally everyone of any gender and orientation be like, oh my god,
I love you.
Marry me, please. And she'd be like, ha ha ha. No, I
no,
can't.
I'm sorry. I need to go out and yeah. scout some
more desert. Shoot, so cute.
She is adorable.
So cute. Stuart Neal says, who would you cast in a gender swapped Avengers movie?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm really bad with actors slash actresses.
I would have, what's her name? Rashida Jones. I love her so much. She's lovely. I just want to pat her on the face. Oh, patch. Face pats for you. So her. That's
she
what I've
be
cast.
Someone. Okay. I like...
Lady actors.
Like... Lady actors.
Lady actors. Okay, here's some lady actors.
Who do we like?
Natalie Portman. Why does Hilary Duff come up as the first
as
one?
As the first one.
She's not that a lady is... actor anymore. Yeah, Natalie Portman, though.
Okay, Natalie Portman.
She'd be good.
Okay.
Not Cameron no. Diaz. Not, I don't know who that is.
No.
Or that. Lady Gaga. Who is that?
Not a good advice.
We appear to have stumbled on a lot of Bollywood actresses.
Yeah.
Let's not search for lady actors then. Let's search for actresses.
Yes, that's the proper word.
Yeah, so we've got two people so far, right?
Okay, yeah.
I
would have...
Leighton Meester.
Yeah.
Who's she? I don't know her name.
Don't know
Lady Off One Tree Hill.
Don't know who that is. I don't know who any of these
Kate,
people are.
Kate Beckinsale?
I'm so bad at this.
Blondie Wens. I've forgotten her name. Cindy Make a Juice.
Okay.
She's like one off Gossip Girl.
Okay.
I don't know who she is.
I don't know who
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone, meh.
What's her face?
I don't know any of these people. This just shows me how out of touch I am.
Scarlett
She's already
Johansson's
in it.
Already in it. Yeah, that's a good point. Kristen Bell, she can sing.
Yeah, she
I would
can
have
sing
her.
Something.
She can sing
yeah.
for me. Emmy Rossum, she can sing. She's a fan
yeah.
of the opera.
I like Kristen Wiig. She's
Ooh,
funny.
Interesting.
She's a funny
interesting.
Lady. I like her.
What about what's the face off of the X Files? Oh, that's a bottom. Yeah.
What, Gillian Anderson?
Yeah.
Yeah, stick Gillian Anderson in
Let's
there.
Let's have some older ladies. Yeah. There we go. I can't remember if that's six, but that's who you get. That's
cool.
who you get. Stuart Neal also says Eurovision is less than 2 weeks away. What?
I fucking love Eurovision.
In terms of a full packet of dark chocolate hobnobs, how excited are you? Now that's our new scale of excitedness.
Yeah, I don't like dark chocolate though. So it would
it's
have to
okay.
be milk chocolate.
It's not hobnobs. A good biscuit. It's not a good biscuit chocolate.
Milk chocolate hobnobs
yeah.
is the shit.
How many are in a packet?
Don't know off the top of my head.
Okay.
I'm going to say 12.
That's gone.
I don't know.
I'm gonna Google it.
Oh my god. I love it. Is this the thing where people
How
about?
Many hobnobs are in
oh,
a packet?
Okay, that's pretty high.
See? Thank you, Google.
How many?
Oh, there's many sizes.
I have 12! I was right!
That's 300 grams one.
Oh my god.
What
yeah,
if we're getting the 262 grams one? Huh? How many's in it?
Packet 12. That's pretty
How do you
fucking
find out?
Good. It doesn't say.
God damn it! No, 14. Wait, how come the less grams is the more?
I have no idea. Okay, next question.
Well, how excited are we? We haven't answered the question.
Oh, I'm excited because I'd like the original song contest because it's just so, I don't know, ridiculous.
Yeah, I'd like to do a party, but I haven't heard of anyone doing a party. Maybe we should ask Loading Bar if they'll do one.
Yes! Oh my god, we should. My family, my Danish family, like, they take it so seriously
yeah.
in, like, mainland Europe. Like, they, like, oh. I remember one time they came over once and it was... I think they heard, like, it was when Graham Norton was doing it.
Yeah.
And he still does do it. But they just heard him being, like, you know, quite rude.
Yeah,
about
like,
people.
Oh, look, it's someone else with the microphone.
Yeah, and they just completely lost their shit. They were like, what? How can he say these things? It's Like, they take it so seriously.
That's real cute.
I know. I prefer taking it not seriously.
Oh, yeah. Like, everyone picks a country at the start, and then you drink a lot. I forget the rules.
Something.
I think Australia are going to be in it this time, because...
Oh, yeah.
Eurovision. Austrurup.
Australia.
Europalia.
That's the one.
Ben Cameron says you can change all of Earth's dogs and cats' barks and meows into...
Whoa. And really freak the people
meows
out.
Are horrible. Like, how would you feel if your dog was like...
Well, no, sometimes a little kitten meowing is quite cute.
But your dog's not a kitten.
So? Could be.
You don't get to decide that.
If I swap them around. I do! That's the whole point of the question!
Okay, so you're flipping them and swapping them.
What? What do you mean?
So, like, puppies have adult cat meows?
No.
Something's got to have an adult cat meow.
No, they don't. They all sound like kittens.
You're cheating. That's not how these things work.
I'm sorry. I don't go by your rules.
We've answered that one. Oh, whoops. Robbie Patterson says, are sausage rolls a top 10 food? Now, I had a sausage roll for breakfast, and I can say...
For breakfast?
Oh, yeah. I was doing my visa interview, and it's the only hot food they had.
Yeah.
It was either that or, like, popcorn or fruit. It was fruit for breakfast.
That's sick.
Anyway, I was feeling really grumpy and hungry, so I had a sausage roll.
That's fair enough. And, they are good, like, comfort food.
Yeah, it was really greasy.
Oh, that's not a good
really
one.
Really greasy.
See, I came from the original town where... Well, the suburb of Newcastle where Greg's is originally from, so I'm obliged.
Yay!
I'm obliged to say yes. Because, yeah.
So slimy. So gross. Aww. Sam Smith, whoever that is, the singer?
The singer? Oh, man, we're so popular.
He says, why can't I stop playing Animal Crossing? Also, thoughts on the Splatoon demo?
Splatoon demo was really fun.
It was.
We were all around at mine, and
we played it so many times. I played it again at Joe's house when we got back. And it was very fun.
It is really fun. I'm looking forward to it. Like, I think people are being a bit... Down on it for no apparent reason.
Love being down on Nintendo.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Because then when it goes wrong, they can be like, I told you so.
People like just being negative on games in general.
Negative Nancy's.
Because then if you're negative, you don't actually have to invest yourself in anything. You just go, oh, everyone is so silly apart from me.
did we read out as why can't I stop?
Did we
answer that?
Because basically I got him to start playing Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
Because I was like, right, just play it, it's so good. And he was like, no, you don't do anything, blah, blah, blah. I got him to play it, and now he's like completely addicted. And because he's got addicted, I now play it all the time again.
What fruit does he have?
He has oranges.
I have got peaches. Do you want some more peaches?
Oh my god, peaches is the one thing I don't have.
I don't think I have oranges. So what do you have?
I have everything apart from those. My original was cherries.
Oh, I've got cherries. I don't need your cherries. Keep your cherries.
But I need peaches. Peaches
no!
But anyway, yeah. Because Animal Crossing is awesome, and anybody who doesn't like it is a horrible person.
The thing is, I turned it back on, and I realised that I was halfway through redecorating my upstairs room.
Mm.
And I can't remember what I was doing, so now I'm just going to make it into a classroom.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. I turned it, and there was, like, stuff all over the floor, because I was obviously in the middle of decorating, so I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to start it again.
Yeah.
Which is part of the joy, really.
I mean, the annoying thing for me is that I turned up to my city, town, village, whatever, and I'm such a hoarder. Like, I was finding bits of furniture, and I was like, why would I want this? This is hideous.
Yeah.
What am I keeping this for?
I did the same. I had to have a massive clear out of my storage. I was like, why am I keeping all this stuff?
But on the plus side, my bank account has 14 million bells in it.
14 million?
14 million. I don't know how much was in there before, but when I opened up the game, it was I had all these letters from the post office like, oh, you've got some interest, and it was like 99,999 bells. I don't know how long that's been going on for, but now I have 14 million bells in my bank account.
Jesus Christ, can I have some?
No.
Oh.
Probably can, I don't really need it. No. I'm not sure what to spend it on. Pretty much finished my house, so...
Town ordinances, come on.
Oh yeah, that's true. What's your Phil Walters says, what's your favorite mug or cup to drink tea or another hot drink out of?
My mum got me a mug. My mum always gets me really cute mugs for Christmas, and she got me one time, which was like, it was like a really nice kind of duck egg blue, and then over it had like a little, you know, like in a tea bag they have the little string and the little bit of cardboard, had like a little bit of that like on it, and it said tea bitch.
in the car, which I really like, but then it broke.
No.
Someone broke my mug, and I was like, no.
And then my mum, as a replacement, she obviously just went on one of those websites where you can put whatever you want on a mug, and she just wrote tea, bitch, in massive black letters.
I have used that mug many times.
It's just this white mug with tea, bitch, and massive black letters, but every time I see it, it makes me laugh, so that's my favourite one.
My favourite one at the moment is one I got as a leaving present. When I left Official Xbox Magazine, it's from Anthropology and it's big, so it fits a lot of tea in it. And it's got this kind of blue sort of flowery patching on it. And the it's got like a monogram, it's just got a big stamp that says K, which is my initial. It stands for Kate.
That's it?
It's my name.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So that's my favourite mug. Stuart Neal, again. Jesus, man.
Jesus, so many questions.
Says, never going to make you cry, never going to say goodbye. Never going to tell a lie and hurt you. What's the most disappointing biscuit?
Shortbread.
Ooh, whoa.
Don't like shortbread.
Whoa, Holly. Yeah. Chill your beans.
Yeah, I said it. I went there.
It's not.
And I said it.
It's a ginger nut.
Oh, yeah, true.
Because, like, you eat them and then they just keep going.
Yeah.
Should we? I'm not sure how many. We've got not many more questions. Three more.
Yeah, okay. We'll try and do them quickly.
Okay. In one word, coffee opinion.
I can't drink it.
That's not one word.
Oh, sorry. Upset tummy.
That's not one word.
With a hyphen in the middle.
Mmm.
Ha! I win.
I'm going to go for smells. I like the way it smells.
Oh, I love the way it smells.
Yeah, which doesn't really make sense if you just say smells. But yeah. Stuart Neal, what's your favourite fruit-flavoured beer or cider? I really like the Recordlo ones that like mango and raspberry.
Yes, the raspberry one is really nice.
They all taste like yoghurt.
Raspberry one.
Jake Tucker, who would win in a fight between Robocop, Mario, and Jesus? Mario.
Jesus.
Robocop.
Fuck Robocop, he'd be down pretty quickly.
Robot Sweat Salute. Rob. His name's Rob. Says, when compiling the Qt port of WebKit, do you prefer to use a dedicated build environment or just use a normal one?
Literally none of those words interest me, so
dedicated build environment.
Don't know.
Obviously.
Next one.
Which one of you is strongest?
Me.
Yeah. Sean Cleaver says, cheesecake, delicious, mania, or destroyer of biscuits. I like the biscuit bit. That's all I like.
Yeah, I say.
I hate cheesecake.
I'm not a huge cheesecake fan.
It's disgusting.
But yes.
It's like a big block of cream cheese.
Yeah, I agree with you. So we're probably quite rare in that thought, but I agree with you.
I like the bit where they put like raspberries in it.
Yeah,
you just eat the raspberries.
Yeah, and the nice biscuity base.
Yeah. Stuart Neal says, when was the last time you made your own bed and do you prefer tightly tucked or loosely covered?
Loose.
I changed my mind. Like, I like people tucking me in. I don't like being tucked in.
Yeah.
I like being tucked in, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, okay.
Like, it's really cute, like, if you get someone to tuck you in before they leave.
Okay.
Well, like, when I was unemployed and I was going out with someone.
Yeah.
Like, he'd tuck me in before he went to work. I found that adorable.
I'm imagining, when someone says tucked in, I imagine, like, really tight covers, like you can't
Not quite like that, just like... Like, scooping it under your bod.
See, like, yeah, like, sometimes...
Scoop.
My boyfriend sometimes, when he leaves in the morning, like, pull the cover over me so my shoulder's not out.
And put a pillow over your face. Yeah, same,
And, like, and he'll start, like, pushing down. You're like, oh, you're
so cute.
You're so funny. And then they,
boyfriend.
Like, yeah, what are they like?
That's all the questions, anyway. Thanks for reminding us of the times when we get smothered.
oh, the laughs we have.
Relationships.
But yes, you can. Next week, you are in LA.
I'm in LA.
Well, we usually record. So we're going to try and figure out if we can do a special cross-Atlantic talking podcast. But we have to figure out
logistics
and stuff. So we'll keep you updated with that. And yeah, you should follow us on Twitter. I'm at Nielsen_Holly.
I'm at How Not to Draw.
And you can follow us at Toku_podcast. And then we're also on Instagram and Tumblr and
Facebook. SoundCloud.
Yes, SoundCloud, Toku Podcast, iTunes. Yeah, remember to rate and review us.
Please review us.
Yes, we've got some really nice reviews. Yeah. And every time we read them, we're like, oh, you guys.
Maybe we'll read them out on the podcast sometime.
Yeah, we might do. Because some of them are really...
Only if you will write them.
Yes, exactly. If you want them to be read out, you have to write them.
Yeah.
And also give us, like, lots of nice stars. So.
Yes.
Yes. Awesome. Right. We will see you all later.
Thanks for listening, dudes.
Bye.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays.
Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.